create a new non-represented classification of deputy chief of police, which is exempt from the classified service, and establish a compensation rate for this classification.
And this one I've pulled to the next because it's an emergency ordinance which requires four of us. Human Resources Director Anna Kenwood is here to brief us.
Great. Thank you, President of the Council and Commissioners. Anna Kenwood, Director of the Bureau of Human Resources, bringing forward to you today an ordinance to create a new classification of a deputy chief of police. In the past, the police bureau has been organized with a deputy chief in addition to assistant chiefs, and it is an organizational structure that is familiar to our new chief, Danielle Outlaw, and one that we agree with her is a very efficient and good way in terms of organizing the structure of the police bureau under her leadership. So that is the ordinance before you today. The fiscal impact statement does go through what are some one-time costs and then the cost of the position as well.
Thank you. Any questions for Director Kenwood? I have one on the budget side of it, the funding of it. Is Andrew Scott, the City Budget Officer? Yes, he's here also. Could I ask you to come forward, please? Introduce yourself for the record.
Yes, Andrew Scott, City Budget Director.
So my question is there a good way to go about funding this in terms of establishing protocols and what we usually do?
Yeah. So thank you for the question. I think the idea, assuming the council creates the position and the police bureau moves forward with funding, they have made a request in the fall budget supplemental for additional funding. As all of you know, there's only one-time funding available in the budget supplemental, and when we create these types of new positions, we do like to make them ongoing in terms of the overall hiring. So the plan that the mayor's office is working with the police bureau on would be to allocate one-time funding for the 2017-18 costs. We do estimate those costs at about $346,000, and that includes salary and benefits for the deputy chief position, as well as an administrative assistant position, and then some also materials and services in addition to that. The police bureau would then be asked to reallocate ongoing funding from elsewhere in their budget, so that the deputy chief position would be funded ongoing. Those could come from existing vacant positions, materials and services, et cetera, and the police bureau would be asked to do that. The police bureau could then come forward in the 18-19 budget and ask for council to restore funding to wherever that funding was reallocated from. So it's a kind of a two-step process, but that way the deputy chief position, they would receive ongoing position authority, one-time funding. The police bureau would then make that ongoing, and then in the budget process we would deal with the implications of that.
And do they need to do the allocation in the fall bump, or would it be normal to find it with savings within the bureau and then come back in the spring bump?
That's purely a council decision in terms of whether they want to ask the bureau to also look for one-time savings in the current budget and come back in the spring, or allocate the funding now.
Okay, and is council making a choice on that issue at this point?
It would be, and when the fall bump comes back on November 8th, okay, would be the decision point.
Great, thank you. Any other questions? Oh, Burke Nelson from the city, from Mayor Wheeler's office.
Good morning, everyone. Burke Nelson, senior advisor to Mayor Ted Wheeler. Unfortunately, he's unable to join us today, but he passed along a few words that he wanted me to share on behalf of this position. So first of all, thank you for the opportunity to outline the mayor's thoughts on the creation of the deputy chief position in the Portland Police Bureau. The mayor supports the creation of this position. When the mayor conducted a national search for Portland's next police chief, his goal was to recruit the best available talent. Daniel Outlaw became the mayor's clear choice for the position after a rigorous application process. Chief Outlaw interviewed the city staff, three community panels, and finally the mayor personally. Our city is fortunate to have her leading the police bureau. As part of their discussions, the mayor asked Chief Outlaw what tools she would require to be able to succeed in her new position. Her list of requests was not long, but it included the creation of a deputy chief position. Chief Outlaw served as deputy chief in the Oakland Police Department and is comfortable with that managerial structure. She has clear ideas about her role as police chief and the operations of the police bureau, and this position will help her realize that vision. While the mayor is not here to formally cast his vote in support, he appreciates that his colleagues on the council have taken the request from the chief and bureau under strong consideration, and he is hopeful for your support of the chief's desired management structure. So in my own words, I'd just like to say that Chief Outlaw, and having worked with the Portland Police Bureau, I think she's an exceptional leader. And for her to succeed, she's asked for this one position to be created so she could be the best possible chief to the city of Portland. And for that opportunity to come to pass, she believes in her own experience that this is the best way for her to be the best possible chief for the city of Portland. That's it.
Thank you. Does any of my colleagues have questions?
Is this position subject to an open recruitment?
Yes.
Commissioner Udaly?
I just feel the need to say that I have no issue with her request for the position. I am struggling with the combined total of the two asks and the fall bump because it's over half of the money that we can allocate. So I'm interested in whether the Bureau can find that funding in their existing budget.
And as Andrew Scott pointed out, that we'll have that discussion because I share your concerns with the fall bump.
Okay. I guess I'm not clear because I read the financial and budgetary impacts, but we're not making that commitment today?
The action for council today is just creation of the classification.
Okay.
Yeah, the budget decisions will be in the bump and the 2018-19 budget process.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Before I call for public testimony, I'd like just to make a comment, and that is that I know coming into City Hall, as many, all of my colleagues do, how very important it is to have somebody who's second in command, who you can absolutely trust, you can work well with them, and who is the kind of the person who's got your back. So I support this position. Also, I'd remind everybody that when Chief Marshman became chief, he demoted all of the assistant chiefs. So I've heard it said, and that was not popular inside the Bureau or outside the Bureau. I've heard suggestions or read suggestions from community members saying, well, just give this person that Chief Outlaw wants one of the assistant chief positions. Those positions are currently full, so it would mean demoting somebody, and Chief Outlaw really hasn't had the opportunity to get to know the strengths and weaknesses of all of her assistant chiefs. So for these reasons, I'm leaning towards supporting this. I look forward to some public testimony.
May I? And I thank my colleague for her comments. In three different bureaus that I've had a leadership role, Parks and the city's utilities, we have created deputy director positions for a variety of reasons. Number one, there was too much of a burden placed on the director, and there needed to be someone that he or she could delegate core functions. Number two, we have a problem in the city with succession planning. We don't do a very good job of thinking about what happens if there's a vacancy. And so the deputy director positions became leadership opportunities for people to get some on the ground training, and then hopefully at some point be poised to compete fairly for an opening. And in fact, in all three bureaus, the deputy director today is a woman, highly qualified woman, who competed for the job, who is being essentially trained to look, at some point be eligible for other leadership positions within the city. So for sort of good management reasons and workload, leadership development, and other reasons, we have found creating the deputy director position in all three bureaus incredibly effective.
Commissioner, may I add one comment to that?
Yes, please.
I wholeheartedly agree with everything you said, Commissioner Fish. I think the other advantage, and we've seen this in other bureaus, when you have a clear deputy director is who's in charge and what authority they have when the leader of the bureau is not present for whatever reason. And that is immensely helpful. And, of course, in a bureau like the Police Bureau, is probably even more important than some of the other bureaus, but so that bureaus know, citizens know, council knows when the director is not there. You have a deputy director, assistant director that has full authority to function as the leader of the bureau is hugely important.
Thank you very much, and thank you all for being here. We're going to go to public testimony. I want to start by thanking everybody for making your feelings about this known without interrupting for the most part, and I'm very grateful for that. So we didn't have a sign-up because it was on consent. Would anybody like to testify on 1155?
Yes.
Then please come off forward.
Star Stoffer here. I'm against it, and let me tell you why. Outlaw has demonstrated that she has no control over the Portland police, and if she does, then she supports Sergeant Nia in his predatory behavior against a member of our community who is both mentally and physically disabled. And he preyed on this young individual, who is also houseless, to be an informant, and has put this person at great risk in the community, both with the police and the rest of the community, and has ripped their community away from them. If this is the kind of stuff that Outlaw supports, if this is the kind of leadership that she represents, she needs to get out. We don't want her here either. And I certainly don't trust any judgment she may or may not have on any deputy chiefs when we have a police department that is running around preying on young people at the age of 19 and manipulating them and having improper conversation, of which there is proof through text messages and otherwise, being released to the public. She supports this. Who's going to be the new deputy, Sergeant Nia, or is it going to be Sergeant Hull? Maybe Marshman or Kruger, the Nazi cop. I mean, how do we decide who the new deputy chief is going to be? And $300,000. Whew, that's a lot of money. How about some investment in de-escalation? How about some investment in sensitivity training? How about teaching cops that being almost 40 years old and flirting with a child through text messages and making them feel important and manipulating them is not okay? How about we tell the cops in the back that drawing your gun before attempting any other tactic of de-escalation is improper and it's murder? No, we should elevate more in the community. We should send the message to the Portland police that they can just do whatever they want to whoever they want, whenever they want, however they want, and that we're just going to keep giving them money. If they want to talk about budget, let's talk about de-escalation. Why don't they pull some of the money from their $4 million budget request for practice ammunition and utilize that for this Nazi deputy chief? I don't care who Outlaw is or where she comes from. She is an enemy to this community. She is dangerous, and they are all out of control. How many children have to die? How many children are going to be manipulated? What's this person supposed to do now that, you know, the Portland police have so irresponsibly handled her life and put everything, including her housing, in jeopardy? What's she supposed to do? What are they supposed to do now, this person, now that the police are done with them and wash their hands? I am so disgusted with this city and its worship of these Nazi, disgusting cops. Shame on every single cop.
Thank you.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Joe Walls, and I represent Individuals for Justice. And we take no money from the city, none. Just wanted to lay that out. Be nice if the nonprofits would make that statement. There are three things I will present. The first was brought out by Patty, and she suggested that you're going to waste $250,000 to $500,000 because you know almost nothing about this police chief. Just got here. So what's the rush? I thought that was a pretty good question. The second question came from Bruce. And he asks, is this a buffer between the new police chief and the mayor? Is that what this is all about? Because if you look at the documentation you submitted, it is the mayor who's going to make this election. It's amazing that he's not here. I don't know where he is. It's amazing that he's not here to answer that question. Are you the buffer? Or is this person you're hiring for $250,000 a buffer, like they do in the mafia? They have lots of buffers. The third question comes from me. You have three assistant chiefs, and now you want another one. The first thing that this new chief did was put hoods on the protesters. That's why you see us putting hood on us, as a demonstration of our anger over that. And we ask each and every one of you to make a statement, and you said nothing. We are against this, not so much that if the chief wants to bring in someone that she can work with outside, that's kind of interesting. But we don't think that's going to happen. We think you're going to select the person. We think the mayor is going to select the person. And I don't think the chief's going to have a damn thing to say about it. We ask you guys for transparency. And what you give us is closed doors over and over and over again. I mean, it gets to the point where it's almost comical, where we are discussing police items and we have police here with their guns. Is that not intimidation? Mm-hmm. If I brought in all of my friends and they had pitchforks, wouldn't you get a little nervous talking about the protest? Keep the cops out of here with their guns. Tell them to come in civvies. How hard is that?
Thank you.
My name is Mimi Gurman, and I've thought about this for a little while. The new chief was hired because supposedly she could do the job. She wasn't hired because she could do the job and then a few weeks in, tell the city that she can't do the job unless she has this, that, or the other thing. So I don't know why that is. I don't know why we're even listening to her requests, and she wasn't hired on that basis, at least as far as the city knows. The flip side to that is, if it is so untenable for her to do her job with the police force that exists in Portland, we should know that. We should know, what is it that you know that we don't know, except activists, because we all know this, in the corruption of our police force, that you need a buffer between whoever it is, you and the cops? And why should there be a buffer between she and the cops, first of all? But clearly she needs one. That's a really disturbing issue. Chloe, do not laugh at me. It's amazing that you're in here. And I know that you're in here because
you don't know what you're laughing at. You should keep going with
Chloe,
your testimony.
Chloe, continue. Go ahead. Let's make this about you. I'd like more time, please, on my 3 minutes.
No.
Can I get some more time? No, Amanda?
No, please keep going on what you're trying to do.
What I'm trying to do is express that this is what our police force does. Does she need more help in getting more people to do this to the people of Portland? People don't understand this. People were hooded at a protest blocking ICE from picking up people who they should never be picking up with the help of the police. Chloe, you decided that this was okay because some protesters said that this is okay. This is not okay. This is not okay. The chief is not okay. The mayor unraveling his undying love for our police force is not okay. Killing our kids on the street is not okay. Terrorizing activists is not okay. Chloe, silencing activists is not okay. Chloe, walking out during testimony of activists at this table most of the time when you can because Ted is usually here is not okay. I don't know why you feel such privilege, but clearly the cops feel it too. The mayor feels it too. The police feel it too. Which is why they do not de-escalate. They have no need to de-escalate. They get more money every single few months that they come in here and say, I'm sorry, we need more money for target, for bullets, for live ammo, for target practice. How disgusting of all of you to even listen to her desire to have another go-between, another buffer between the truth and the people. I want the truth. I want a statement as to why she needs that. What the hell is wrong with the police force that she needs a buffer zone?
Thank you.
By the way, I keep getting messages from your constituents, Chloe, about why it is you feel like you can walk out. You might want to try answering those messages. I'm not your little
I don't have a sign-up sheet, so I don't know if there's more people. Anybody else want to
I don't
sign?
See anybody else coming up. If you'd like to testify, come up now, please. And then after this, the public testimony is closed. Name for the record, please.
I want you to think about something.
Name for the record, please.
Okay, my name is Robert Weiss. I'm with Film the Police 911. And I want you to think about something. And that is, we have a problem with the police. Okay, they're corrupt. They're not doing their job. And you guys want to hire more cops. You want to bring in more administrative people. I suspect from Oakland, of course, which has a problem with their police force also. If the police chief cannot do her job and she needs someone else, then you need to find another police chief. I can't go to Safeway and get a job and say, well, hey, I can't do my job unless I have someone else here to help me do it. I'd lose my job. The city should not be a place for officers to be able to come here and say, well, I can't do my job without another officer. Okay? There's times out there when only one officer responds. Okay? There's times, and there's, it just baffles me that you guys that we're even discussing about bringing in another person. And I read in the paper today that they want 85 new police officers. That is totally ridiculous. The city shouldn't be getting that. The city can't even control what they got. And you're going to hire new officers? Why don't you control what you got? Why don't you get them under control? Why don't you get them to stop texting kids? Mm-hmm. Why don't you get them to stop picking up children on 82nd? Picking up prostitutes on 82nd? Wow. I've heard from 3 prostitutes that cops have made threats. Either they go to jail or they do sexual favors. To you guys, that's acceptable? If I go out there and I threaten some lady, I get charged with rape. This is a real serious situation. You guys need to take control of your police force before someone else comes in and takes care of it for you. New Orleans learned they had the feds come in. Is that what you guys want? The feds to come in and take over your police force? For you to pay a federal officer to decide to make the decisions that you guys can't make? Is that what you want?
Thank you for your testimony. Can you make this really brief, please?
Yes. Good morning. I'm Kristen Chambers here on behalf of the National Lawyers Guild. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I just ran down here. And I'm sorry that I missed earlier, so I don't know exactly what's been covered. But this ordinance just came to my attention, and I think we don't have enough information about why this position is necessary. It's a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars to be expending.
Can I just be clear? All this does is authorizes a creative position. It's not funded, and we haven't figured out how to fill it. So that it's just our HR rules require that we go through this in stages. And there'll be plenty of opportunity for you to come tell us whether we should fund it or not.
Okay, so that's helpful to know. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think when we do have that opportunity, I think we would like a lot more information about why this position is necessary. We also want to know why the 3 assistant chiefs positions that currently exist don't do the job, and whether those are going to still be in place. Overall, our position is that we would like to see no additional funding going to the police, and if there needs to be a reorganization of the staffing, then that's something we'd be willing to look at and give feedback on.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Please call the roll.
You Daly.
Before I give my vote, I have a question or a request for the city attorney. Could you please explain to the people in chambers and watching at home what the rules are around council members coming and going from chambers throughout hours of our work here?
So during the proceeding, if there's a quorum present and one of the members needs to leave to attend to other business, they may do so during that time period. If the number drops below four, then the council can't take a vote on an emergency item or consent. But as long as there are four or five members present, then the council can continue to do business. The attendance of a council member is not necessary for their participation in the decision making, as long as they believe that they've got sufficient information on a legislative matter or an administrative matter to make a decision.
And there is one exception to that, correct? When we're sitting in our quasi-judicial function?
Yes, when you're acting in a quasi-judicial capacity on a land use matter or otherwise, then yes, your presence is necessary, although that can be addressed through listening to the record and identifying that you've considered the testimony and other evidence in the record before taking a vote.
Thank you. And Madam President, it's true that testimony from the public is to be directly relevant to the item in front of us. Is that correct?
It's correct. It's sometimes quicker to allow the testimony to keep going and the time to expire than to try to argue about whether it's particularly connected or not.
Agreed. Okay. Thank you. So as I expressed earlier, I support the creation of this position, but I'm going to have some questions about funding. And I'm somewhat heartened to learn while I'm sitting up here that Portland Cop Watch also supports creating a new deputy chief position in the Portland Police Bureau. So today we're voting on simply creating this new classification, and I'm happy to vote aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye. Thank you very much.